Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming live at you on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, March the 30th, 2021. The month of March is just about behind us. Can you believe that? Now, see, somebody was messing with my microphone yesterday already. I can notice this. But that's okay because I am now back from vacation. I thank Adam Lepp for filling in for me yesterday. Hope everybody had a good time with Adam. And it's been an interesting weekend. Now, I had a great time on a short but pre-planned weekend vacation, which took me from Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, into Monday. But first of all, I want to make mention of the big elephant in the room, because on Friday here at the station, I was on the air Friday morning, and somewhere about 11:30, it was as if we lost a certain amount of power. Now, we are still on in some areas of the city, but the reach that we were having kind of diminished Friday morning about 11:30. And we're still really not sure what caused the problem. I know some people had called in and said that maybe the antenna fell down because of the windstorm on Friday morning. I know people had thought that maybe something happened to some equipment. We really don't know the problem yet, but it's going to be looked at again tonight, and we will continue to work on that problem to get that issue fixed. But it reminds me, because this is really the first morning that I have been on since that issue happened on Friday, and things happen for a reason, I think, in life. And as many of you know, since the beginning of February, we started having all this trouble. Well, I don't even know if you call it trouble, just miscommunication, I guess, with the FCC, which really, for the most part, for the last month and a half, has been worked out fairly nicely. But because I do believe that the FCC wants to keep stations on the air, and I do believe the FCC, if they thought that we had made a mistake in paperwork along the line, would just tell us and let us rectify that paperwork. I don't think they want to deprive a community of a community station. But that being said, it's interesting because two times now in the last 2 months, we have had to broadcast sort of limitedly, and this is one of those times. As was the day our transmitter got mysteriously shut off. Still not sure how that happened back in March, but that day that the transmitter was shut off, we had to broadcast at a lower power, or really just on the internet that particular day. But what we've learned is that people do stick with us because you can listen on your smartphone on the TuneIn app, which is free. You can listen on the website. And you can listen on your Alexa or your Google or your Google Nest or whatever device you have. Really, there are a lot of ways to listen to this station, and I appreciate that everybody has stuck with the station, listening in that way as we've had these interesting times. It reminded me this morning, as I was driving in, I saw David Letterman give an interview one time, and I believe his college radio station was in Muncie, Indiana, maybe. It was somewhere in Indiana. And I remember he said that to listen to that station, you had to go in the parking lot and sit to listen to it, because it was such a low power station. And that's kind of interesting, because back in those days, the 1960s, this would have been 60s, early 70s, maybe, that was the only way to listen. If you had a radio station, the only way you could possibly listen to what was going on was to pick up the signal This was especially important when it came to baseball games. Baseball, I think, was king on radio, but all sporting events, you had to be able to pick up the signal. Well, that's not the case anymore. And to be honest with you, as I'm going to tell you about the trip I took this weekend, we ended up spending a lot of time in the car going from place to place. And most of the radio that we listened to be honest, was not in the car, from the car radio. We listened on the TuneIn app. The TuneIn app that the station is on. As a matter of fact, yesterday, as we were coming back, we tuned in Mike Wilson's show somewhere in Pennsylvania, I believe. I believe we were in Pennsylvania somewhere when he was on around 5 o'clock yesterday. So I was listening to Mike Wilson as clear as I would have heard him here in Marion, as if I were sitting next to the building in Pennsylvania. So that's amazing technology that I really think we need to take advantage of. And in a way, it really has absolved all my concerns with the FCC, because as I have said before, I don't believe the FCC wants to take stations off the air. I don't believe that they would see the problem that they have with us right now as a major problem that would, the consequence would be throwing the station off the air. Now, I can see where they might want something changed, paperwork-wise, and that's certainly fine. I don't think anybody would have a problem doing that, but I don't think the consequence would be taking the station off the air. But hopefully, very quickly, we figure out what the problem is with the station being on the air. Why the signal is not going as far as it once has, because the antenna did not fall down. I do know that. I'm not sure if there's something wrong with the antenna yet. Because of the rain and being out of town this weekend, somebody did go up there and look at it. I don't know if it's a short in the antenna. I don't know exactly what the issue is yet, but we will work on that. For sure. Telephone lines are open. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Because I know people are out there listening on their Alexas and so on and so forth. Smartphones, tune-ins. And if you are still in the listening area, you can still hear this station. Now, are in a certain amount of the listening area. I really don't know how far it extends, because right now the signal is very strange. Now, sitting in my driveway, and I'm past Meyer, out on 95. Sitting in my driveway this morning, I could kind of pick up the station. You could kind of hear it. It wasn't crystal clear like it normally is, but I could definitely hear what was going on in the background. I could hear Mary Ellen Withrow's voice. So being out that far, I could still hear the station. Now, as I was driving up Center Street this morning, I really could not pick it up perfectly clear until I had hit probably West Center Street. And I'm not sure how far it goes on out in that direction. And also Friday, we were having an issue where people said they were having a hum in their radio or a buzz or something like that. Now, I'm not really sure what was causing that, because here at the station, as I said, our radio was on Friday and it's not directly wired, so I don't know what the issue was there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm listening to you on my Bose right now, and it's coming in very well, but my clock radio in the bedroom, which is just across the wall, I can't get you at all.
Yeah, it's very strange how the signal's working right now, and that's, you know, a few years ago we had an issue with the transmitter where, I think this was back in 2017, where the transmitter was having an issue, but you could not get the station outside of the tower parking lot. So it's kind of strange to me that I can kind of pick it up in my driveway, and I can pick it up here at the station, and we're a good couple miles from the tower. I'm not sure what's causing that. Some radios are working and some are not.
I just live just off of South Prospect, South Prospect Street, and I can't get you at all on my radio in the bedroom, but right across the wall, I can get you on my Bose.
Yeah, it's very strange how this is working. So that's what makes me think it's not a transmitter issue. Maybe it has something to do with the antenna. So we're going to have to get somebody to climb up there and look at it. It didn't fall down, I can say that. I that was a question on Friday, did it fall down? It did not fall down, but I'm not sure if it's loose or exactly what the problem is. So you can pick it up on the radio in the living room, but not in the...
On my Bose radio.
On the Bose radio.
On the Bose, B-O-S-E, my Bose.
Now, is it just a better tuner in that, I guess?
I'm assuming so, but it's fine in the living room, but I can't get you at all in the bedroom.
You know what's strange? On Friday, we had these calls, and I don't know if you heard it, from people who were said they were actually having a buzz in...
Yeah, I did.
Somebody, I don't know what that was.
Even on my Bose, I got that, yeah. That buzz.
Now, has that cleared up?
Yeah, you're clear as a bell on the Bose, but I can't get you at all in the bedroom, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this will be fixed soon, because we're going to go up there again tonight and try to figure out exactly. Yesterday and most of the day, Sunday, I know because of the rain, they did not want to go out there and mess with the antenna, but it has to be an antenna issue, I would think, at this problem, but we'll get it resolved one way or another.
Something, because evidently the Bose can pull it in, but... my other's just a clock radio in the bedroom, but and it does. It's just noise, buzz, loud noise, I might add. Okay, I just wanted to share.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that's how it goes there. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would certainly love to hear from you. That's what we want to know. All right. Let's see here. We're getting some mail. Well, I tell you what, we're going to step out here very quick and come back with more right after short, important timeout.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on radio from 12 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean. Those approvals so big. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday, Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
All right, here we are back on WWGH Radio. You know, sometimes you get letters here and you have to read them before you put them on the air, and that was one of those particular cases. But that was not a bad letter at all, so we will work on that momentarily. Here's the letter that Let's just read it as it is, I guess. Pleasant High School Alumni Association, with the pandemic remaining to be a problem, are told that they cannot meet in a group of more than 10 people at a time. Usually, Pleasant High School alumni banquets are held in late June. To strive for a safer gathering, it has been decided that the 2021 Pleasant High School alumni banquet will be held in early to mid-August of this year. Ideally, it will be held on the school grounds with local caterers and Pleasant talent. Details will be released as they are obtained. Corrected address listings of those classmates who have passed and donations can be forwarded to Marsha Mack, 565 Meadow Lane, Marion, Ohio, 43302. So that's a big reunion coming up here for Pleasant High School. So there's a note for you to be aware of. As I got that note, I thought, well, I got to read that. You learn very early on in radio, you have to read everything before you put it on the air. One of those things. Well, we thank the caller out there who is picking us up on her living room radio. And right now it is like that. I really don't know why some radios are picking it up and some radios are not picking it up. But as I say, I could pick it up in the driveway this morning, more or less where I live. Out past Meyer, but in other areas, it was kind of choppy. So who knows? And from this lady's bedroom to her living room, it's no signal to a clear signal. So hopefully we will be able to get that ironed out as the days go on. Does anybody have any other reports to share this morning? It'd be interested to know where we are picking up and where we are not, and if the radio does matter. You know, I know these Bose radios are very strong radios that have very good tuners in them. This is why I've really always liked older radios. I don't know what it was about older radios that they had such good tuners in them, but boy, they could pick up just about anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would be glad to hear from you this morning as I return from vacation with a very happy vacation behind me. But I guess the whole point of the conversation this morning here is that it is interesting how we are transmitted now, that the internet has really changed the way that radio is transmitted, and I was completely shocked because I guess I had not taken a trip the nature I did this past week in quite a long time. Well, here comes another call. Let's see what's going on out there this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Glad you're back.
Thank you.
I live in the East End. I have a Bose radio. You're not coming in. So I'm listening to you on my Alexa.
Yeah, because Friday when I was here, as I said at that time, our radio in the office that we play the station on is not hardwired to anything, so it's just picking it up over the air,
mm-hmm.
And we're a couple miles away from the tower, and it never gave out, it had no buzz in it, there was no problem on Friday, but when I left the station, I noticed when I got... It, just in my direction,
uh-huh.
When I got out to about Meyer on McDonald's on 95, I started to lose it, and then by the time I got to my house, it was kind of going in and out. And it's weird depending on which part of town you're in.
Yeah, well, I'm on Summit Street, so you know I'm not far. I don't know where your tower is.
Uh
huh. I'm not really that far from. I'm kind of like in the middle from where you live to where you work.
Yeah, it's well, I thought the tower had fallen down because I thought we'd had this, or the antenna. I thought the windstorm had possibly knocked down the antenna, and that's what was causing the problem. But they went up and they looked at the antenna over the weekend, and it did not fall down. So I'm not sure if it's loose.
Or something.
Yeah, something's going on. But hopefully the problem will be able to be tracked down tonight.
Okay. Well, I was concerned when I couldn't get it right because I've turned the radio on upstairs to listen to you on Friday night, and I couldn't get you.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that maybe the FCC?
Yeah.
Were playing games with you guys again. So.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the little update I have on that now, there was a little update while I was gone over the weekend. They've basically, I mean, they're not a, I wouldn't want to say they're a difficult group to deal with, because most of the people I've dealt with there have been very easy to deal with, but I don't ultimately know what their decision will be. But they just sent another letter asking for some more information, and I think that letter has to be turned in by mid-April, which,
okay.
You know, we'll give them the information they want.
Okay.
Nothing to hide there. So that's where that situation sits at the moment.
All righty.
All right.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's the state of the station on the FCC at this point. Not much more movement there, to be honest with you. It just, another letter has come out, and they're just asking for some more information. And I think it's April the 14th is the date they want it by, somewhere in mid-April, which that's fine. We'll gather the information up and send them whatever they would like and go from there, I guess. So, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I have said before, everybody I've ever dealt with at the FCC has always been very nice, really, over the last 7 years. We've been dealing with the FCC for pretty much 7 years now, and I don't ever remember a bad dealing with them. Now, this is the first time they've really ever requested information that I can remember, but they've got a complaint. So I guess when you get a complaint, you have to follow up on it. And I think that's what's going on here. And we'll continue to provide the information they want and kind of go from there. 740-383-9944. We are here on this Tuesday morning, March the 30th, 2021. You know, I will tell you this, and not to do with the FCC. So I don't want these two things to be put together here, because that's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, I will tell you, while I was gone, I noticed some things that were going on, and you'll probably hear about them in the upcoming days. Nothing terrible. Nothing. Actually, it's a very good thing for this station, which we will have a lot more information on come probably next Monday. April the 5th. So stay tuned for April the 5th, because that's going to be a very big day for this station. But, you know, some people are just a little... I'm not going to say they're angry people, and I'm not even going to say that they're wrong, but some people just seem wound a little too tight. And I really wish, as a society, we really all could just work together more. I think sometimes the problems that arise in society where we argue with each other and we all have a problem with each other, I just think that sometimes this stuff could be avoided. I don't think we have to be at each other's necks all the time. This might be why lawyers and courts are tied up, because people are so quick to sue. Now, I'm not saying there's not a time and a place to bring in legal representation. There certainly is, because I believe lawyers certainly know the law better than we do. So I think it is important from time to time, but holy mackerel, sometimes people just, I think people do not want to work problems out. And this starts in Washington right now. We hear about it more in Washington than anywhere else. But to be honest with you, I think this is going on all over the country, and I don't even think it has anything to do with Washington in a lot of cases. It used to be in small towns or medium-sized towns, like Marion is. If people had a problem, people would get together and they would say, okay, how can we make this work? How can we make life better for you? How can we make life better for you? And let's go forward and get along. Well, for some reason, that doesn't happen anymore. Now it's kind of angry notes and angry letters, and it's very, very unfortunate in a lot of ways. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry.
Oh, well. Well, maybe they didn't want to chime in. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you on the air. But do you have any idea why that deterioration has happened? And I do think a lot of it, think a lot about it during the COVID era, because so many people were facing evictions. So many people were facing money problems because they lost their job. So many people were facing healthcare issues because people got sick. So many people were facing burying somebody who they certainly did not expect to bury because of the COVID. People, the whole mask thing, you know, and whether or not you believe in the mask thing, to be honest with you, the fights that it has provoked, I still tell the story. When the mask mandate first came in, I saw in a public place a gentleman put his hands on a store manager when the manager asked him to put his mask on. The guy put his hands on the manager. Now, I'll call it a push is what he gave him. I mean, he didn't hit him, thank goodness, but he definitely put his hands on him, and then as he was leaving the store, he knocked the he hit the electric door so hard, you know, the electric doors that open and close? He hit the electric door so hard that it knocked it off its balance, where the door would not open and shut. Now, thank goodness it just knocked it off the balance, and it could be put back on the track and shut again. But that, to me, is an example. We cannot compromise. You know, why couldn't that conversation have happened a little easier? Why couldn't that conversation been more along the line of, hey, sir, we have a mask mandate now. Could you please put the mask on? And the customer saying, well, maybe I have a breathing issue, or maybe I'm uncomfortable putting the mask on, so on and so forth. And maybe the manager would have come up with some kind of a solution for this gentleman. But we don't wait for the solutions anymore. We just go nuts. And then we become very angry with each other. And we've got to try a lot, we've got to try harder to control our tempers, without question. You know, Abraham Lincoln said a long time ago, and I've been quoting Abraham Lincoln, and I don't follow Abraham Lincoln, I guess is what I should say. I'm not an Abraham Lincoln historian. But what Abraham Lincoln said many, many years ago, I have always thought is true, that nothing gives one person so much of an advantage over another as to always remain calm and unruffled during all circumstances. And I believe that's true. If you're having a conversation with somebody and they're flying off the handle and screaming and yelling and getting angry, I think if you stay in your normal tone of voice and you just talk to them rationally, as they're getting angry, I think you sound like the more rational party. And if the police show up, if people are standing around watching, I believe you become the more sane of the two because you didn't lose your cool. And really, in the end, what does losing your cool get you? I mean, your blood pressure goes up. It's not healthy for you. And I don't know that it really ever solves anything. I have never seen the situation where screaming at somebody solved a situation. Now, it might solve it temporarily, screaming at somebody. They might walk away from you if you want them out of the room. But you tend to regret it later on, I think, if you do that. I couldn't tell you. I never remember screaming at somebody, because I just don't think it gets things done. And I'm more interested in getting things accomplished and compromise. I don't want to get to that point to where no compromise is being had. And we've all seen this or been a part of this. Have you ever seen these meetings that go on and on and on for hours and hours and hours? And they're very animated meetings. because people are screaming and yelling at each other, but nothing ever gets accomplished because nobody's willing to move off of their position. And sometimes you do have to compromise. You really do. So I think we do have to learn that. We really, really, really do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I say, this is not a big, huge problem we're having right now. Really, nothing could be further from the truth. But, you know, next Monday I'll talk more about this because everything in the next few days is going to be very happy and very up, I believe. And we'll get a little more in-depth about this just to describe how a little situation can turn into a much bigger situation than it needs to be. And in the end, I don't think anything gets solved by being angry, being rude, being frustrated with the other people. Now, it's coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the trip next hour. I won't get it all in today because there's definitely one part of it I want to save for tomorrow. But I'm going to save that for next hour this morning because it was a very interesting trip. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, a popular question this morning is, how are you listening to us this morning? Are you listening on TuneIn? Are you listening on the website? Are you listening on your Alexa or your Google Nest? Or are you still able to listen on your radio? And if you are listening on your radio, did that buzz finally go away? Because that's one thing from Friday I have to admit I did not understand. I did not understand because we had two or three people call in who said there was a buzz on the line, the radio signal coming through their radio. Now that I don't understand because when I got in the car to leave here, I did not hear a buzz in the line, and that was over the car radio. And the radio here in the studio, as I have said, is not hardwired, and there was no buzz in that radio. And driving in this morning, there was really no buzz in the radio when I got in the listening area, which is much shorter right now than it was a few days ago. But we'll get that problem fixed momentarily here at the station. All right, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. That's why we are here. We are a community station, and we want the community to listen. And I know a lot of our listeners live down in this area. They live right down here in downtown Marion, and they live... we were getting picked up all the way out to Barks Road on Friday. I remember somebody called in from Barks Road and said they were picking us up. And I know, as I say, I was driving out to, I was driving on Mount Vernon Avenue on Friday, and you could get us until the McDonald's out on Mount Vernon Avenue. Now, in the other directions, I really don't know. I think a gentleman called in and said he got us up to Wyandotte Popcorn on North Main Street, so I guess that's about how far we're going north. South is probably Barks Road. East would be McDonald's out on the east end. Does anybody live over on the west end? Do you know how far we're going over in the west end? The west end might be a little further because I guess you would say the antenna is located in the south, but it's definitely more southwest than southeast, I would say. Or if you're listening on the listening devices, that's always good too. I think a lot of people do listen on the listening devices. I hear the people who listen in offices who say they are listening on the listening devices. And that's good because, you know, we come in crystal clear on the listening devices, which I found out yesterday as I was coming back from Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, what a nice area that is. You know, I've been through Pennsylvania many times, and a few years ago I spent some time in Pittsburgh, back in 2018, I believe it was, and I found Pittsburgh to be a very nice city, but I've never really explored much more of Pittsburgh than that. So being in Pittsburgh, or in Pennsylvania, over the weekend was really a lot of fun for me. You know what I'm starting to see more of? I was going to bring this up. I am really starting to see more of COVID shot reaction, I guess is what you would call it. COVID shot reaction. You know, there are all kinds of these stories of people getting rashes or people... Well, see, here's a story right here on the social media this morning. Fully vaccinated mom surprised when she gets COVID-19. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of confused with a lot of this. It's different. That, and here's another one. You see, I don't know if this is helping the news ratings on television or not. Virginia man suffers rare severe reaction to COVID-19 vaccine. And it just looks like there's some kind of blotchiness all over his skin. But that's two stories, and I just have to scroll down my social media timeline about halfway to see that. So, I don't know why all of these stories all of a sudden are coming from this vaccination. Maybe it's because more people are getting vaccinated. I don't know. I can't imagine, to be honest with you, that there's a whole lot of backlash to the vaccination. Because, to be honest with you, has anybody heard of anybody dying legitimately? Now, I know they've posted stories about people dying from the vaccine, but I have not seen anything on the news. Like 4, 6, or 10 local news out of Columbus or national news. I have not seen any stories of people dying. I might have missed it, but I have not seen it. And heavens knows we don't want to follow the internet, because the internet's put a lot of stuff out there that isn't correct when it comes to these vaccinations. But has anybody heard of anything like that? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody understand why we have become what I believe is a more angry society? And when I talk about that, I am not talking about politics. I'm just talking about, in general, an angrier society. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just did a big loop around town with the route here. You're coming in on, like, David Street and the west side, but then going out east on Church that cuts out past the library. It's, like, totally off the air. Once you get past that and you come back in 95 and it does not work until you get back to Greenwood Street again. So the east side of town is, like, totally blocked out.
Well, the east side is bad, and I'll tell you, it's because of the station that's coming in, I believe it's from Circleville, on the same frequency. So, did you start picking up that station out of Columbus?
No, it's just like static, like something was blocking the signal completely.
Yeah, you know, I have got to figure out, I have not been up there personally yet, so I plan to do that later today, but we did have some people up there over the weekend, and the antenna is still up, so I'm not really sure, maybe it's loose, I don't know, because we are still coming in, so that tells me the
downtown.
Huh? So
it's kind of staticky downtown in some of the spots.
Yeah, so it would tell me that the transmitter must be working, but there's because if the transmitter wasn't working, we wouldn't get out of the parking lot. But there has to be something going on with that the antenna, and especially knowing that this all happened Friday after that windstorm.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't like heights, so you'll never get me up there, but yeah. there's something going on with the antenna.
Yeah, well, you know, the antenna's been up there nearly 7 years now, and we've never had an issue with it. So it's quite possible, because that windstorm Friday morning was pretty intense. But did you see any other damage in town? I mean, I know somebody called in and said some people had lost power, and I know that somebody said a tree was down, but I, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about it.
No, I didn't see anything. No, it could be. Maybe you upset too many people in Marion with all these questions for downtown. They're trying to fight on Scott Spears.
Well, it could be. You know, I tell you, that has been an interesting subject to go through, and was an interesting subject last week. But, you know, it's much like a lot of things. When it comes to those issues that actually are problems, people really don't like to talk about those. They would much rather talk about things that are maybe a little more flowery, I guess.
Yeah, nobody likes to be uncomfortable and put on the spot, I guess.
No. No, but you know, honestly, it's just streets, and if people are okay with the way downtown is, which, I mean, we're downtown right now. I've always liked it down here. I just think sometimes that we really put a lot of stock into fixing something that is not going to be fixable to a certain degree. I think we can always fix something partially, but if we're talking about putting it back to like it was in the 50s and 60s, well, there are just reasons that that can't happen, because there was nothing out east in the 50s and 60s.
Right, and we compare it to other towns all the time, and those other towns have other things going that we don't have. Like, when you say, well, why does Mount Vernon or Delaware or these other towns do, they have college campuses downtown that we don't have. We don't have people living and hanging out that spend money downtown all the time.
No, and you know what? Other downtown areas, like Delaware, you know, they have some major stores and drug stores downtown. Bucyrus has a Wendy's downtown, and you look over in Upper Sandusky, they're Domino's. Plus, they've got the big, you know, famous Shawshank Courthouse downtown.
Yeah, they don't have shopping districts like we do, really, though, either. They're smaller towns. And like Upper Sandusky and even Galleon has a really nice thing going on downtown, some restaurants. They don't have a big shopping area anywhere else like we do here.
Well, and I'm not saying anything wrong with Marion's downtown, but I'm just restaurants. But I'm just saying, like, if you go to Bucyrus, there is a waiting list at Baker's a lot of nights. If you go to Delaware, House of Thurman, and the place with the big hamburgers, they are, you know, a Hamburger Inn. They're spots that people make it destination points. I don't know if we have that in Marion.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't. I think it is just the geography, possibly, too. Of not really, we're kind of too far to be a suburb of Columbus or any place else. And not really a destination point for the people that live in the area, like outside of Marion. There's other options. You drive to Delaware, so I think we should just appreciate, maybe take care of what we have and not try to be something we're not.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should look at it as it is now and say, hey, we've got some great restaurants down here. Hey, we've got some things down here we haven't had for a long time, like this new market, and put some stock in promoting those things instead of trying to change what we've got.
Yeah, we've got some nice restaurants, nice people downtown. We have a lot of good businesses in Marion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we're going to break. Thanks for calling.
Yep, we'll see you later.
All right, well, there's a report of where we're picking up. Apparently better, I guess there are spots in downtown that are kind of scratchy, but better toward the west than the east. But the east, we do fight that other station out of Columbus, the 107.1, and we do thank everybody who's listening on their Alexas and tune-ins this morning, and people who are able to pick us up on their radios with good tuners. We're going to break back in 15.
FM in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Hey! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
It's WWGH.